Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, everybody. Mark's Jewelers. I tell you about him all the time. It is my jeweler, and it's not a jeweler. You know, you go to the mall and you go into that little store. Mark's Jewelers has a 25,000 square foot showroom. And just look at the reviews. Google Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, and you will see amazing reviews because it's a great business. It's a great store. And Jim from Mark's Jewelers is making it so easy for you right now to get engaged. If you were thinking about getting engaged maybe before the pandemic hit, or maybe you're just ready to do it right now, Mark's Jewelers is offering 5 years of no-interest financing. 5 years of no-interest financing for diamond engagement rings. Get her the ring of her dreams and the ring that you want to give her and do it at Mark's Jewelers. What are you waiting for? Every hint she's ever given you is all in one place, and it's the safest and best place to get your lady the diamond ring of her dreams. It's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. It's conveniently located right off of Route 309. It's convenient to the Turnpike. 9576 right there in Montgomeryville. It's worth a little bit of a drive. 5 years, no interest financing. Get to them right now. Check them out online, marks-jewelers.com.
Well, that was always the thing with Brett. You know, he always the reward was definitely greater. But you knew there was going to be some risk involved. And you know, Carson obviously has the ability to do that. He's got the arm strength. He's got the mobility to extend plays, you know, with his legs. And I would think that the one thing that we're seeing with Carson now is in the same thing I saw with Brett, is that physical toughness, you know, being able to stand in the pocket and take some hits and bounce up and do it again. And so to me, that's kind of some of the similarities there. But, you know, Carson is solid. He's getting better every week. He, you know, again, had a great comeback yesterday for us. And that's some of the same things that obviously I saw in Brett when I played with him.
Yeah, it's like we were talking about before the show, after Doug said it, it's a pretty good comp to Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett was making throws that he shouldn't have made when he was 34, 35 years old. It just wasn't – like, people will say, how can you make that throw? You're 5 years in the league. There are quarterbacks that make that throw 10 years in the league.
Especially who play that way.
Yep.
Where there is some risk factor to his game. It just is.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not to say that it's okay for him to make those throws or that he shouldn't get better with that. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is you have to expect that is a part of his game. And for all the great plays that he's going to make, that's also part of it, too.
Hey.
Oh.
Excuse me.
You're right.
Not really. But if Vic is going to be your quarterback, then you have to understand
it's all part of it.
There is some good and bad that comes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I know we want Carson to be perfect, but I just think it's unrealistic to expect that. It just is. And for me, and listen, I've tried to rationalize and come to grips with what we're dealing with. And the ones that I won't be able to get over or make excuses for or understand is late game bad decision making.
Yes. An interception on the second to last drive or the final drive in the same
– is much different than an interception in the first half. It just is. Stuff that happens in the first half, you have the ability to overcome. And there are plenty of quarterbacks that throw bad passes in the first half, bad interceptions, and they come back and you win the game. And you know how that game gets classified? Oh, he was able to overcome early adversity. See, he doesn't give up. He didn't get down on himself. His teammates still believed in him.
Yep.
But we'll get some here that'll be like, oh, he wasn't perfect at a throw he threw in the first half. And then you'll let that just stain a victory for you because you're so hell-bent on focusing on that as opposed to saying, hey, every game's not going to be perfect. He made some throws he probably wishes he hadn't made, but I love the fact that he kept fighting and he was able to overcome it.
No doubt.
And it led to a victory.
No doubt. All right, some phone calls. Go to our buddy Matt in Orland, Pennsylvania. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Matt?
I'm going to give you like a really homer sort of rah-rah call here. I mean, let me ask you guys. So the Ravens are a good team, right?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the Steelers are a good team, right?
Yes.
Right. So, we played those guys, like I just, talking to John, we played those guys tough. I mean, we put up points, our defense wasn't great, but Wentz is really good. I mean, Wentz is, like I've been saying, he makes bad players good. Is he risky? Yeah, he's risky. But for some reason, I mean, I really feel like we can go into almost any game and possibly win. Mm-hmm. He's proven he can do it with.
He could do more with. He could do more with less.
Can I ask you this, Matt? And this is not to say you've made a statement that's counter to what I'm about to ask.
Sure.
But does this classify what he's done with these young guys? Is he making guys better around him?
I mean, yeah, the question is he making them better or is he just outperforming himself, which is possible also. I don't know what it is, but I could tell you when he's on the field, I have a confidence that he can make something happen.
Yeah.
And that's important as a fan, as a teammate.
Yes.
I just said the kid comes to work, man. He comes to work. He's never out. He's never out. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that from any player. So I think when people are rough on him, I think it's really unfair because if you really look at the player, I mean, he's playing hard. He's putting himself out there. And I really feel as long as we have him healthy, we have a shot to win.
So thanks, Matt.
I feel like we're good to go. Thanks, guys.
I agree.
Good weekend, brother.
That was somewhat of a rhetorical question. When you see results on the field, people want wins and losses, and that's all that matters, and I get that. That's ultimately what's most important. But when you're talking about making guys better, how can you not acknowledge that Carson Wentz has made Greg Ward a better wide receiver? Carson Wentz has made Travis Fulgham a better wide receiver. Carson Wentz has made Richard Rodgers a better tight end. And you know why I say he's been able to do that with these guys? Because it's not ultimately relying on what you see as a results-based thing on game day. He works with these guys before practice, after practice. He talks them up in meetings. You think Carson Wentz hasn't made John Hightower better by saying in press conferences, I got all the confidence in the world in him, and I know he can make plays, and I'm going to keep going to him, as opposed to crushing him,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to throwing his hands up and being frustrated? You think that doesn't make John Hightower a better wide receiver? When Carson Wentz is reinforcing positivity to these guys and wants to keep going to them, that's how you make your teammates better around you. That's why these guys are better, because they view Carson Wentz as an established quarterback and he believes in them. He has confidence in them. So they begin to have that confidence in themselves. He said he was going to go back to John Hightower. And he has repeatedly on that deep play. He's gone back to him.
Might have been the biggest play of the game, that completion.
Right. But you can't – that's how you determine whether or not the quarterback is making the guys better around him.
Right.
Because these are guys that otherwise don't have the confidence they could play in the NFL. Because they've been told they're not good enough. And here it is, a starting quarterback saying – no, you are good enough, and I'm going to keep coming to you. Now, he doesn't have any choice but to do that because he wants to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But we also seen a lot of quarterbacks who aren't very good leaders point the finger at his young guys.
Yeah.
And we know a famous quote from one of my former teammates when guys were young.
their youth.
We showed our youth today. So when I talk about Carson making guys better and being a leader, it's not just what you see in the wins and loss column. These players are better solely because the quarterback has full confidence in them.
Mm.
That's how you make your teammates better, man.
Coming up, we'll take as many phone calls as possible, the Marks and Reese text line, and we have our picks, our fearless picks, coming up next.
I'm shaky this week.
Yeah.
I'm going tough games this week.
No, you got to have full confidence.
Yeah, it's three and a three. We already lost our first game, which is the Eagles
game.
Oh,
that counted?
Yeah, it counts.
Well, no, I think since we lost it and it's a Thursday, you guys didn't have the full time to prepare for the Sunday.
Right? I was still covering. Thank you.
Well, by the way, I didn't start Boston Scott in one of my leagues last night because I had Joe Mixon. Why Joe Mixon? Now Joe Mixon's out. He was ruled out today. So now I'm scrambling to try to find a running back.
Now it's time for me to change one of my picks.
Yeah, you better.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have told you. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Coming up next, our picks, the text line, your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Imagine going back to work and then out again and doing all your regular stuff with the hair you've always wanted. And that's what I did, right? 8 years ago. I figured it out. I've been saying 9 years ago this year, but then I was going back and thinking about it. It was actually October of 2012. So it hasn't been 9 years. It's been 8 years since I went and I had the procedure with Dr. Glatt. And, you know, it's amazing because I do have my hair that I didn't have, right? It's like back. So for all the years that I worried about my receding hairline and I went to the drugstore and I got the sprays that's supposed to stop the receding hairline, supposed to regrow the hair, that never worked. The shampoo that I ordered online that was supposed to unclog the follicles, that didn't work, right? Like all the things that don't work, but yet we spend money, so much money trying to get it to work or hoping that it works. This actually works, right? Like this actually works. You can get your hair back and you can do it, especially now. Like if you're working from home, maybe you don't want people to know you're having the procedure done, right? So if you're working from home, this is actually the perfect opportunity for you to get the procedure and no one's going to know that you had it done. And then when life gets back to normal, you're going to have your hair and people will just be like, wow, you look great. What did you do? Dr. Glatton's hair team, most experience, most success in hair restoration in Philadelphia. That's a fact. And you can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglatt.com. Or you can call his office. 610-980-4000. That's Dr. Glatt. That's his hair team. 610-980-4000. DrGlatt.com. Marks and Reese, our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309, 25,000 square foot showroom. The place to go if you're getting engaged. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Take a phone call and we'll get into all the stuff here. Let's go to our buddy Bruce in D.C. Brucey, babe, what's up?
Hey, yo, what's going on, Marks and Reese?
What's going on?
Good, man. I'm fired up. Give me some of that Ike juice,
baby. Oh, give him some Ike juice, Jack.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Yo, hey, man, there's some good conversation about Wentz, man. You know, I've been a hardcore fan of supporting Wentz, and it's just so good. You know, Ike, you said something earlier about making players around him much better, and that couldn't be, that just couldn't be so much more true. And just moving forward, the team is definitely going to get better as we get some of our players back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with him making the mistakes. I wouldn't change a thing about the way he plays, even though, you know, he's going to make those mistakes. And I think he's going to get better, probably cleaning some of that up too.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can tell he's cleaned up some of the other things that concerned us just as recently as last year and the year before when you just – hell, recently as earlier this season, you know, when he refused to throw the ball away or –
got a little better with that.
Yeah, he got a little better with that, and he isn't taking on unnecessary hits. Yeah, so
– he's not trying to run over linebackers or safeties anymore.
Yeah, so the hero ball, I know they are talking to him about it. I just, if you hadn't heard him in that post game, I saw it this morning on the NFL Network, but his post game interview with them, they were almost trying to lead him down the road of just saying, hey, I got to be smarter and this, that.
And he wouldn't do it.
Man, he was still like, yeah, that's something I'm going to battle with my entire career. Yeah, he was still saying the same thing to them.
All right, Marks and Reese text line. We'll do the picks to end the show. Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino Delaware Park. Delaware Park's open for gaming, racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line. Text line.
For the victory intro Eagles fight song, you should have played the Four Squeezins version of it because that's what type of victory it was.
I never heard this before.
What the hell is this?
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly. To hear this.
Alex from Wherever Jack Puts Me.
Is that the Queens guy or?
No, I think it's a different guy.
Different guy.
Wow.
That was all with the hands. It wasn't.
That was special.
Yeah. What? Do you know about this?
No, I looked it up on YouTube.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I like that. Yeah.
I thought it was part hand and part underarm. And
I thought it was the Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
From Back to School. What's next?
What a weird game. Even Andy in Deptford found some positivity, and that guy would be mad at winning the lottery. Mad in Richmond.
Yeah, Andy doesn't have a great sense of humor, I don't think. But he knows his football, that's for sure.
Kind of like Chuck in that aspect.
Oh, man. See, someone messaged me and said Chuck and Andy would be, I mean, that'd be a bloodbath if they went at it, those two. We got to get Chuck against a Cowboy fan next week. Chuck from Mount Airy. He's my new favorite caller. What's next?
You guys see me blow past Andrew Thomas last night? Nate Geary on his way home from the NovaCare complex.
We did, Nate.
So for a top five pick, he doesn't necessarily look very good, Andrew Thomas, right?
Yeah.
He looked a turnstile last night.
Yeah. Eric Flowers all over again.
Yeah.
What's next?
I actually thought that was a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, it was a need.
It was. Yeah.
If he could play, it was a great pick. What's next?
Very funny, Jack. Very funny. Mark Zumoff locking his windows and doors at home.
Well, listen, Jack.
Kind of went out the zoo today, Jack.
Maybe Zumoff doesn't know about your kind of like your Twitter personality, where you're funny, you're sarcastic, or whatever. Right, so he jumped on you. So if you don't know, Jack last night tweeted out that it was the biggest strip sack of Brandon Graham's career. Obviously, the Super Bowl was better, and Zoo retweeted it. What was the retweet that he put?
He said Super Bowl 52? Question mark.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
And then people roasted him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so
rightfully so.
You have an army of people ready to sick him.
Of course.
Good. What's next?
Heard Jim Schwartz is trying to get a deal done to sign the 19th yard after a spectacular open field tackle on Daniel Jones last night. That's some real homegrown talent right there. Brought back memories of the monstrous vet turf. Hashtag LTBB for MVP. Scott from Delco.
Oh.
The 19-yard line.
Yeah, man. Made a nice shoestring tackle on him.
He did.
Didn't get him down right away, but eventually did. What's next?
15-9 versus the NFC East. Under 500 versus the rest of the NFL. I tried to tell you guys the Bronco was about to buck. I know this horse better than anyone. Joe and New Hope.
It didn't take long for me to figure out that was Joe from New Hope.
I can't wait to hear Joe from New Hope. I mean, Joe Giglio coming up at 6 o'clock. He will be coming up next. Let's.
How much praise does he give?
I'm very interested in hearing. Not that I'm not always interested, but tonight in particular, I'm interested to see how Joe does it.
He praises this whole thing.
Yeah, you know what he does. Because he was like you. I want Jalen Hurts. He wanted 50 touches for Jalen Hurts.
For different reasons.
Yes, exactly. I agree with you there. Totally different reasons. All right, you ready for the picks there, Ike?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
I believe I'm still at 500. I was 2-2 last week. I took a bad beat on that Titans game.
That was a tough one. That was a good win for me.
Yeah, it was a good win for you, bad beat for me. Now, what did you do last week, 2-2?
2-2.
Whole show went 2-2. Costos 2-2, you two 2-2.
Hey, I'll take it, man. Anything 500 above, are we doing 3 or 4?
Three.
Yeah, we're already 0-1.
All right.
Yeah, listen, you want to do a bonus one, I'll do a bonus one too.
Yeah, I thought we were kicking the Eagles game out. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to go with Detroit +2 versus Atlanta. You know, I remember I picked Detroit to win the NFC North at the beginning of the season. Don't think that's going to happen, but They can still be a playoff team. I think they're about to hit their stride now. Give me Detroit plus two versus Atlanta. And then I'm going with what could be the upset of the day. At least I expect them to cover. How about Arizona taking on Seattle? Seattle coming off its bye week. Arizona big win against Dallas. I think they ride that momentum, man. They're at home. They're getting 3.5. It's a divisional game. Always like the home underdog in a divisional game when you're getting points. So give me the Cards plus 3.5 versus Seattle. Then I had to choose between one of these two games. I didn't know if, you know, between the Bucks and the Raiders or the Rams and the Bears. I didn't know which game I felt the most comfortable picking. So I decided to go with OTB 12 on the road, minus 4.5 versus the Las Vegas Raiders. You think I'm betting against Nikki Six? That's not happening. He owns Jared Goff. So give me the Bucks minus 4.5 on the road, no less, versus Vegas.
I like that pick for sure. I'm not going to use it, though. I'm going to go directly against you. I'll take Seattle plus 3.5, or excuse me, minus 3.5 on the road at Arizona. Arizona with a kind of an exclamation point win last week on national TV against the Cowboys made it look easy. Ain't going to be easy this week. I expect Seattle to win and win rather easily. So I'll take Seattle minus 3.5. Listen, I'm going to go with the Bills. You know why? Because they're playing the Jets. And until the Jets win a bet, I'm going to keep betting against them.
That's lame.
Well, I mean, listen.
That's a way to get an easy win every week.
And they've lost every week.
Yes.
Josh Allen has not been good the last 2 weeks, and he's acknowledged as much. So I'm looking for him to bounce back against a bad team, a bad coach.
That 12?
11.
Minus 11.
Buffalo minus 11. And then you know what, Ike? I'm going with the Chiefs this week. Minus 8.5. Denver had a big win last week, too, against the Patriots. So I'm looking for them to kind of come out as the
Chiefs versus Denver?
Yep.
What are we doing here, Jack?
I'm going division.
Man, these are lame games. What's the spread here?
Minus 8.5.
Look at this.
Blood, buh. Lame games. What do you want me to pick?
I don't know.
You want me to do Dallas and Washington?
No, I'm just saying. We're going minus 8, minus 11. Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
Bills, Seattle.
Yeah, the wins don't know where they come from. They just know where they come from.
That's true.
And I'm going to go bonus because I want to pick the Dallas-Washington.
Okay.
Why the hell is that a pick'em?
Where you going with it?
Is a pick'em.
Yes.
I'm going Washington to get a win for Ron Rivera. All right?
I wanted you to go the other way. I did.
You wanted me to go Dallas?
Yeah, because I was going to take Washington. With a bonus game. No, go with what you feel.
It's so bad with Dallas right now, and there is just turmoil inside. I think it continues this week. The Washington at least has a better head coach. I'll take Washington.
All right, he went bonus game. Sorry, Nikki Six. I'm going Rams minus 6 versus the Bears. At home, Rams minus 6 versus the Bears.
There it is.
No one's buying points this week?
Yeah, Ike was buying points.
Worked out well for
week.
Me last week.
That a, guy, that a guy. All right, everybody, if you want to hang tight, Joe Giglio is going to roll phone calls coming up next. So hang tight and he'll get to you. Ike, enjoy pumpkin picking this weekend, man.
Oh, man. And you enjoy the mini bye week.
Oh, I can't wait. I love bye weeks. Red Zone all day on Sunday. I haven't been able to watch any Red Zone.
Stress-free Sunday. Oh, you're working Sunday?
Well, no, because I've been working.
Oh.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
Except now you're at home, so you actually get to watch some more of the games. I gotta travel. So, all right. Good weekend, Ike.
Yes.
Enjoy the family. You too, Jack. And
whatever, Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Are you playing golf this weekend?
I'm golfing this weekend. You know, I'm gonna have a nice little weekend.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself, man. Joe Giglio's coming up next. Everybody, have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Hey, I got to tell you about my new favorite pro football bet this season. Now, I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. Now, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And this way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. Now, what's cool about that is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. Now, that means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. Now, I just mentioned Bucks minus 4.5 versus Las Vegas. Oh, I like that game. Looks like Tampa is starting to roll. And Las Vegas seems to be having some COVID issues out there this week. Not sure who's going to be available for them to play. I like that Bucks defense going up against Las Vegas' offense. How about the two quarterbacks in this game? Who's going to throw for more touchdown passes? That's a pretty good one. How about the two running backs in this game? Ronald Jones, Josh Jacobs. Who's going to have the most rushing yards in this game? Here's an over-under for you. 52.5, I think I'd take the under in this game. Now, if you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get 10 bucks back if you don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. So, if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Ike when you sign up so they know that I sent you. Again, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.